On confusion and doubt is the most important, be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who is definitely in pursuit of happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
Rusty dear, don't you want to congratulate Mom? Yes, darling.
Hey there,
Mary, darling. I'm going out for an hour, maximum 2 hours. I hope that's okay.
Absolutely. Don't worry about a thing. Look who's here. Come here, sweetie. Come to Auntie. When did you last feed her?
She won't get hungry. No worries.
Okay, then. Take care of yourself.
Hello. Let's go inside.
Tell Hamid to come out and give us a hand.
Right away.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there, Afa.
Good evening.
How did you like your trip?
Loved it, thanks.
Hey, you must be exhausted.
I'm fine. Where's Mary?
Afra and I will help Mother into her wheelchair.
Mary's waiting inside. Go ahead.
Well, let's take Mother inside first.
No need. Jalal, Sharon, and I will bring her in.
And with me, there'll be four of us, Hama. Don't worry about it. I'll help.
What's going on?
Nothing's going on. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. We'll bring her.
Jalal?
Jalal, yes? Dear, help us pick this up.
Careful. Uh-huh.
It's okay, darling. It's
Mary?
Okay. Am I glad to see you back, Hama, dear?
What's wrong? Is Hasta ill or something?
No, she's fine. She's just hungry. Yes, darling. Yes, sweet.
Is it Morale home?
No.
Give it to me. Here, come here, honey.
Here you go.
Poor baby. Where's she gone?
I don't know. She came to me about 5 hours ago and told me to take care of the baby for an hour while she ran some errands. But she hasn't come back yet.
Yes, yes, baby. Well, why didn't you call her on her cell phone?
I did, but couldn't get through to her. Give her to me. Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. Don't cry. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Auntie's heartbroken. We're going to have to feed her some formula. Hamid, we don't have any choice. Don't cry, little sunshine. Food's almost ready. Just another minute. Almost ready. Almost ready, darling. Oh, you poor thing. Yes, darling. Yes.
Be careful.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't scratch the wall.
All right.
Excuse me, Afra.
Yes?
Do you happen to have any of Stannis' friends' phone numbers?
Yes, she wrote them in my phone book herself. Here you are. The last page at the bottom there.
Let me see. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Shireen.
Yes?
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Did Mary say we need to buy formula for Hasti?
Yeah, she did.
Want me to go buy some?
No, I'll do it myself.
You're tired. Let me do it.
Forget about that now. Look, Shireen, I want you to take this phone and call Stannis' friend. I'm afraid I might lose my temper if I talk to her. Just ask her where Meryl is, okay?
Hamid, dear, Meryl has no contact with Stannis anymore.
No. I think Stannis has somehow barged into Meryl's life again. She's the only person who can keep Meryl out of our household, Aid. Here, make the call.
Okay.
Hello?
Is that Miss Stannis Azimi?
I'm her friend. How can I help you?
Would I be able to talk to her, please?
No, she can't come to the phone now. I can take a message if it's urgent. If not, please call later.
It's her friend. Stannis can't talk. Shall I ask her about Meryl?
Well, yes, ask her.
This is Shireen, Meryl's husband, Hamid's sister.
Why are you calling Stannis, then?
Actually, it's not Stannis I'm calling for. I'm looking for Meryl. Is she there?
She isn't.
Do you know where she might be now?
No, but she'll come back here. Do you want to leave a message?
Yes. Please tell her Hasti's so hungry she's been crying for hours. Tell her to come back and nurse the poor baby.
Does Meryl have a baby?
Yes, ma'am. She's 3 months old.
So she didn't abort her baby?
She isn't insane to do such a thing.
How interesting.
What's interesting?
Oh, nothing.
Will you tell her then?
Yes, yes, of course.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Then. When did you wake up?
Hasn't been long.
Is Helen still asleep?
Yeah, she's still in bed.
I know we're late, but we've come back with delicious sandwiches.
You did the right thing. Meryl, Hasti's hungry. Go home, she needs to be nursed.
Wait a minute. Do you breastfeed your kid? You don't give her formula?
No, I feed her my own milk.
You stupid, stupid girl. Are you some uneducated traditional woman who stays home all the time and nurses her baby? As if having a baby wasn't enough. You're spending your precious time breastfeeding it too?
Sanaz, do you know the milk in a nursing mother's breast is best for the baby?
Okay. They've fooled you well.
No,
that's enough. Get over it now. Go feed the baby.
Wait a second, you. I'm going with you.
Where are you going?
I'm coming to see Hasti. Shouldn't I?
I don't see why not.
Good. Look, don't you eat my sandwich, all right? Put it in the fridge.
You're incorrigible.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's okay. Good girl. Good girl. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry. Here, have some of this, baby. Oh, it's good for you. Have some.
Poor baby. You must be starving. I know, darling. I know. Have some of this. Have just a sip.
Thank God she started drinking the formula.
Yes, good girl. Good girl. Oh, my sweetie.
Don't read it, Dad. You're gonna lose it.
I have never read someone's work without their permission.
No. I was kidding.
I was thinking.
About what?
You gotta have a serious talk with Morale. Tell her that her life is different from what it used to be like. She's a mother now. She must understand that.
She's been keeping her work out of our marriage since she gave birth to our little daughter. She's been more disciplined. But I don't know what happened today, what came up. What was so important that she left without telling me anything about it?
Whatever might have happened, won't be able to justify her being irresponsible. She should have given you a call. She should have explained everything to you. She should have asked for your permission. I'm not sure if you two talk to each other at all. Or are you hiding certain things from each other?
We've been honest with each other till today.
And you should continue to be so from now on. The only thing that can ruin a marriage, son, is secrecy. Couples should keep nothing from each other. Nothing.
I know, Dad.
Pame, dear. Stop worrying. She just fell asleep.
And we've decided that Afa should stay with Hasti tonight.
Well, you two did a lot for Hasti today, and I... Well, I can't thank you enough.
We didn't do anything you wouldn't do for us.
For God's sake, we're her aunts.
Hasti is a lucky little girl for having such kind aunts.
Anyway, from now till tomorrow morning, if you need help, don't hesitate to ask me or Shireen.
And don't worry about waking us up if we're asleep.
That's very kind. But as long as Afag's with her... I won't bother you. Thanks a lot.
Dad, aren't you going with us?
You go ahead. I'll be there a bit later.
Okay. So if you need us, you're going to let us know, all right?
Okay.
Bye for now.
Good night, Hamid, dear. Good night, Dad.
Good night.
Good night.
Be sure to talk to her about it.
Okay, Dad. You can count on it.
Sanaz, don't disrespect the people in this house.
The people in this house? Who do you mean exactly?
Dad, Mary, and Hamid, Shireen and Jalal and Hamid.
Ugh. Provided they all respect me.
I've never seen them disrespect their guests.
And I'm not insane. If they show me respect, I'll do the same.
We have to go
upstairs. Upstairs, she says. He couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. Sanaz came to see Hasti.
So how's my respected brother-in-law?
Tell her politely to get out of this house.
Did you hear what you just said?
I know very well what I just said.
But Sanaz is my sister.
But to me, she is a stranger.
But this is my house, too.
Yes. I know it's your house, too. But you have to choose between me or your sister. Make up your mind.
Sanaz, wait! Sanaz! Sanaz! An insult to you is an insult to me, too.
If you think so, come with me then.
You leave now. I'll come with Hasti later.
What do you mean later?
I don't know. I'll come.
Mara, don't leave me alone tonight. I'm scared to be alone in the house. I'm scared.
I'll try to come.
What do you mean, I'll try? You have to come. You have to.
All right. I'll come. Just...
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You could have let her see Hasti and leave on her own. You didn't have to treat her like that.
Where have you been?
At Helen's place.
And why didn't you tell me about it?
Didn't what? Should I have told you?
Don't you think you should have?
You mean I should have asked your permission?
Who said you had to ask for permission?
That's what you just said means.
But I'm talking about mutual respect in married life.
Have I disrespected you?
When I come home, I don't know where you've gone. And you don't show up for hours. You don't give me a call. And you leave that poor baby crying her eyes out from hunger. Isn't that disrespecting me?
I apologize. Have you fed Hasti?
Yes, we fed her.
With formula?
I'm afraid, yes.
Is she sleeping?
Yes, yes.
Good evening. Are you taking notes for your class?
No. That's for my lectures.
You have to congratulate me.
Congratulate you? For what?
For winning the Best Novel Award from the Fanu's Literature Society?
Fanu's Literature Society? Never heard of that name.
They're not in Iran. They're based in London.
In London?
Yes. A number of writers and critics have gathered together there to form a society, and they've been giving awards for 4 years now.
Is it an important award?
Very. The reward is a free translation of Royer into English. Isn't that important? Guess who's gonna translate my novel?
Dariush Aryan.
You're very smart.
You don't have to be very smart for that. And I am sure he's given you the award.
No. The award was given by the Fanu's Literature Society.
What's Dariush Aryan's position in that society?
He's a member of its board of directors.
And how many members does that board have?
I don't know. I received a call from a man named Ernest Amini today. He's the chairman of the board of directors. He asked me to send him my letter of acceptance by tomorrow. And then he made me the representative of the Fanu Society in Iran. And later this month, I'm supposed to start reading articles, short stories, novels, and in general, works that have been denied a printing license for some reason.
And why do you have to review all that?
To choose from them. So that the judges can vote for one of the works Helen and I choose as the best one at the end of October. The best novel, the best article, and the best short story. Besides, they have invited me to the award ceremony.
Are you gonna go?
Of course.
Morale. Given the things that have happened, we need to sit down and have a serious discussion.
But I thought we have been talking seriously. Don't you think so?
Look. You're not the woman you were 6 months ago. You have a baby now. You have to understand that motherhood is a huge responsibility on your shoulders.
What do you mean by that? Have I shirked my responsibility as a mother?
I think you don't even know what responsibility means.
Before you find me guilty in your mental court, you should first ask me why I came back late. As you know, anyone charged with a crime has the right to defend themselves.
But there's no justification for what you did today.
When my sister is severely depressed and comes to me for help, when she puts her head on my lap and cries her eyes out, when the person who's given me an award is supposed to call me but takes a long time to call, what do you expect me to do? Get up and say, excuse me, I have to go home and nurse my baby?
Well, of course. You have to have the courage to stand tall and say, I'm sorry, I have other responsibilities, I'm a mother, I have to go home and nurse my baby. Nursing my baby is my priority right now.
Correct. It is important. But not more important than my working relationships, my success in writing. Did you hear what I said?
I'm sorry.
For what?
For myself.
Don't play the innocent. When you asked me to marry you, you knew I wasn't an ordinary woman. You knew I was a writer and in love with writing. Didn't you know?
You're right. I knew it.
If you knew, why are you regretting it now, then?
Why? You want to know why?
I do.
You won't get offended?
Why would I be offended?
Because you aren't a writer who possesses a hard and fast set of beliefs. A writer who'd do anything for their thoughts and beliefs.
And what sort of writer do you think I am, then?
I think you are an amateur who's just learning how to write. You have a long way to go yet. You need a lot of time to become a good writer.
Among all of those writers, I won the award for the best novel. And you're standing there telling me I'm no good.
That society, that award, all of it's just a game, a political game. Why didn't you get it, eh? People with no identity are turning you into the person that they want you to be. Don't you see that?
What person?
Into a creature that has nothing of her own to offer. By accepting that award, you've made yourself putty in their hands. Now they can manipulate you into doing whatever they want and broadcast their beliefs through you.
First of all, I'm not putty in anyone's hands. I possess my own beliefs. I have my own thoughts. I know what I'm doing.
But you don't. You don't know. You've been intimidated, Morale. Intimidated by people and so-called intellectuals who think they know a lot and are very important, but they're not.
They are. More important than you. But you can't understand that. You don't want to understand. You know why? Because you're narrow-minded. Because you can't understand more than this. Narrow-minded people like you view everything as a game or a conspiracy. You're wrong. That prize is not a game. And no one's orchestrating all this from behind the scenes.
Well, who the hell is Darius Sharian, then? If there isn't anything going on behind the scenes, what's his role in all this?
He's a literary critic who loves literature. Someone who can read only two of the writer's novels and tell them how good they are, how much they understand, how talented. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Hamid, that he's been able to see what's going on inside me, but you, my husband, haven't.
Then why are you still living with a man who hasn't been able to see the real you? Do you have to? No, you don't have to. And that child shouldn't be the reason for you to stay. Did you hear what I said?
Hello.
You were supposed to come stay with me tonight. What's keeping you? I told you I was scared of being alone. Please come over, Merle. Please.
I'm coming right now. Afar, you don't have to stay with Hasti anymore. Go upstairs where Mom is. I'll take care of Hasti myself.
Shouldn't have listened to that narrow-minded, backward excuse of a man.
You can't seem to accept that you've moved.
You've been awarded the prize for Beck's novel by the Fanus Literary Society.
Why did you let him knock you off so fast?
Harry has written a great preface to your novel.
With a preface like that, your book will be a smash hit overseas.
It's all the result of your
own hard work. You're ruining your future with your own hands.
And you have to thank yourself for the award. Thank yourself. Thank yourself. Thank yourself.
Taxi.
How can I help you?
This is Mrs. Yazdanpanah. I need a taxi, please.
And your destination, please?
Near Varun.
Right away, ma'am.
Thank you.
Right away, ma'am.
Thanks a lot.
No problem, ma'am.
It's me.
Look at her. I was sure you would come. Let me have a look at her. What a beauty! She's so beautiful. Oh, your little angel. Thank God, Marl, she doesn't look at all like Homed. Her eyes and her brows, her lips and nose, even the roundness of her face, she got them all from you. Darling. It's funny, isn't it? Come here, darling. Come on.
Easy. Careful. Careful with her.
Okay, I admit I don't know how to hold a baby. Did you have dinner?
No.
Well, I have some sausages, a can of tuna, a bit of potato salad. I'll make a cold dish and we'll eat it together, right?
Okay.
Would you like to eat here or in my room?
Wherever it's cleaner.
So we'll have to eat in the living room. Leave that now. You can do it later.
Yes, sweetheart. Yes, my darling. Hmm? Oh, there you go.
First of all, when you go to London, you're not coming back fast. Take your time, see the sights, go places, enjoy yourself. Second of all, ask about how to apply for residency, and I mean permanent residency in England. Do it while you're
there. Ahmed will never agree to move to England and live there forever.
Oh, give me a break. How long are you going to stay married to that man? I think this is the best opportunity for you to divorce him once and for all and follow your dreams. Believe me. Look, Marl, you shouldn't think about anything else other than this unique opportunity that's come your way. Believe me, not many writers get an opportunity like this so early in their writing career. So be smart for a change. Seize this opportunity. Mm.
But I want to keep both my lives going, side by side.
No kidding. You'll eventually have to pick one, just like me. Thanks.
But Hushang didn't have a problem with your work, just a problem with your moods. What is it, darling?
Excuse me, but who is the reason behind my moodiness? None other than Hushang himself. You don't know. He couldn't put up with me working.
You should have changed your working hours.
What?
It's okay, darling. Shh. Instead of staying up all night translating, you should have worked in the mornings and allocated the rest of your time to Hushang so you could be together the way he liked. It would have worked.
No way. That's where you're wrong. Hushang didn't want us to be together. He wanted to be the only one who worked. He wanted me to be like his maid in his house, a maid. You see, I think men are all stubborn dictators deep down. be they intellectuals or otherwise, my dear sister. I want you to bear that in mind. Mark my words.
She didn't open the door. Looks like she isn't home.
چشم بسته جهانم شکل خوابه، عذابه استرابه روبرو دیواری از دیواری از سنگ، روبرون دیواری از مز، دیواری از سنگ. بگو بیهوده نیست، فاصله آب و سراب. بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست. بگو از کوچه پراکنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی. بگو خواب و هرچی که دیدم افسانه بود، هر چه شنیدم. نگاه کن شور دل زدن به دریا، برام شد مرگ تدریجی رویا. مرگ تدریجیه.